Knicks family, welcome back to the Garden Knicks podcast. I'm your host, Paula Reed, here with my co-host, two of them, Andre Jalil and regular Joe. All right, we already boring Joe. Chuckles, you already?
And ain't nothing regular about my man Joe, so watch how y'all use that word regular.
It's been a long day, bro.
It's been a long day. Listen, I ain't even mad at you. Listen, we started early with a little matinee with us, so I get it. We had to be up for this one.
I was outside. I missed a lot of it, but
Joe is outside. He was like, "I catch up on the game later."
Shout out to the
chat. I've been busy, bro. I'm gonna watch rewind though.
Oh yeah, you're gonna have fun. Yeah, I mean, as you should. We played the Hornets. Shout out to Xavier Marshall. What's going on? Shout out to the chat.
He on here on the button. He like live with us. What up, baby?
No year goes unanswered.
You already know how that goes. That is the rule. That is the New York rule. It's unwritten.
Yeah, can't let a nigga go year by itself.
You know what I'm saying?
Even if you don't know something, as soon as you hear year,
you're talking, all right, my bad. You good on that year?
You good though?
You don't need a year back. All right, I got you. You don't need a year back.
You mind your business. Yeah,
but anyway, Knicks got a dub today. And as we should, as a matinee game, you know, we had problems with the matinee games in the past. Thank God this isn't like old times. But we definitely got the dub, as we should have. We beat the Charlotte Hornets. They were lacking a few guys. They were missing, Frank Ntilikina. He wasn't playing tonight.
Oh, well, you know, without him.
Miles Bridges? Miles Bridges.
Is he playing?
He's suspended for, I guess, 25 games.
I was about to say, I ain't seen him yet.
Pardon me. I'm doing a draft right now.
Oh, hold up. That's right now?
No, it's a different league. No, not our league.
You go front, sit there and see. When is the draft? It's mad late, first of all.
I mean, we had 3 weeks into the season. Usually, honestly, a lot of times with those drafts, you're ending the year and you didn't even reach the playoffs yet. You know what I'm saying? But
garbage.
Lonnie, shout out to Lonnie. He said Frank is garbage. He is definitely garbage. What's going on, Lonnie? What's going on? Listen, yo, we ain't gonna be slandering Frank on this show, man. You know what I'm saying? Because he used to be part of the team, you know what I mean? But anyway,
once a Nick, always a Nick.
Yeah, we gotta let him rock, but you know, he was garbage. What's going on, man? Shout out to you.
The Knicks are doing better than the Lakers are. Lakers are 0-5 on the road. And really? I love it.
What is their record right now? You know Lakers' record?
I gotta look at it. Let me see.
I mean, who cares? They're on the other side of the map.
Dre got a weird dislike for.
You understand why I don't like him.
For the Lakers.
You always bring up
the Lakers, bro.
Nah, it was on the TV.
Oh, okay.
See, I thought it was just unsolicited. Like,
No. It's on the TV, and whenever the stuff pop up, I just be like, yo, it just showed that they 0-5 on the road. So I just mentioned it.
Nah, they
4-5 right now.
They got some stuff to figure out. They still out there depending on
I don't want them to make
a camera.
Mr. Year 21. Like, come on, bro.
Yeah, like, come on. And yeah, that's another thing. You depending on. LeBron and first of all, Anthony Davis can't stay healthy. I don't know what's going on with him.
What's going on with him. You just said it.
Same old. Stay healthy. Yeah, you're right. Absolutely right. I don't even know why I said it like that. It's true. But anyway, so I need to talk to Dre because RJ Barrett has.
Yeah, I was gonna say this dude playing basketball.
Hold on, Dre. Wait, real quick.
I'm happy.
You know what I'm saying? Because I know you disgusted. You don't like him. He's this, he's that. I just don't see it.
But it looks good so far this year.
Yo, keep saying what you're saying, though, Dre.
You know what I'm saying? Don't
change nothing.
Yeah, keep that up. I like that energy.
Don't change nothing, bro.
Because I think he feels that energy. You know what I'm saying?
I feel like what I said about RJ Barrett, he's Mr. Inconsistent.
Which he is what he is. He hasn't been this year.
We're going to see. But I like it. I'm hoping he proves me wrong. Same way Joe was in the playoffs last year talking about Cavaliers. Ah, they just a better team. So now we just...
Cavaliers.
I gotta
speak with it.
Yeah, the Cavs.
RJ was definitely wild. RJ was wild. Now we went crazy just now.
I can't even say nothing.
No, but Josh, I've been looking, so I didn't get a chance to catch like the game.
Mm.
And then my Fire Stick is doing this thing where the circle keep going, and I was like trying to catch it, and it's going like this.
Just keep circling. Yeah.
Spinning. I'm like, yo, what's wrong? I had to unplug it, plug it back. It's still doing it. So I didn't really get a chance to catch the game on top of trying to move around.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm looking at these highlights. I'm looking at the highlights of the last game, and it's like RJ Barrett. I'm like, yo, this dude playing basketball.
He's balling. He's balling.
I'm hoping. This is what I'm hoping.
Mm-hmm.
I hope he proved me wrong this year, because I think the difference between RJ Barrett of old and RJ being an all-star or mm-hmm. star or superstar is consistency.
Right.
And free throws.
Facts. I mean, the thing about him so far. Are you good, Dre? He tried to do the fake pause.
No. What happened? I heard something loud like drop. Hold on 1 second.
Okay. That's never good. That's never good. You're like, all right, what's going on here? Yeah. And make sure
he thought he was doing. I thought he was doing the mannequin.
The mannequin
challenge.
I would much rather him be doing the mannequin challenge right now.
Me too. Me too.
But yeah, check on the safety. So yeah, RJ Barrett. Let's get back into it. But meanwhile, if you're in the chat, do me a favor, hit that like for us. Let's start with RJ, of course, since we're already talking about RJ. RJ has, you know, has it looked completely different? I mean, if you're looking at the game and you're just looking at RJ, do you think it looks different in terms of what he does? Like, can you see it like, he's looking better in terms of what he's doing? Is he bringing anything different outside of three-point shooting? You know, just the shot going down? What do you think the difference?
I think that the difference, besides the three-point shot,
mm-hmm.
is his decision-making. Mm-hmm. And he's taking better shots.
Yeah.
And remember, we talked about that last year in the playoffs. Like, that was the difference.
Right.
Was that he wasn't taking those crazy, stupid, foolish shots when he got into the paint, where it's just like, bro, where were you going? Like,
what
was the plan once you got there?
Who's this, RJ?
Now he's making the right play. He's kicking it out. So he just pretty much picked up where he left off last year in the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
Except the three ball is going now.
That's the thing that's making it crazy right now, because the three ball's falling and it's like a consistent thing, you know. What is he shooting right now from three? Is it over 40%?
It's over 40%. That's for damn sure.
RJ Barrett is 66.7 from the free throw line. That's the one thing that, you know, for me, I've always felt like has to be.
I mean, he took three shots.
Yeah, but on the season though, he's 87%.
Right? Oh, okay, so it is two out of three. So that ain't better.
Yeah,
47% from three this season so far.
47 from three and 87 from the free throw line.
Yeah,
that's not gonna stay the same. But you gotta give him, tip your hat to that. You know what I mean? I think that'll level off around 75-77, which is where I would want him to be. Compared,
I think he can shoot 80, bro.
I would love to see 80. If he can shoot 80, if he can shoot 80, I think. If RJ Barrett can shoot
anything 80, above 80, he's doing. If he can shoot
80%, and
what was he last year? You remember?
71 or 72?
Yeah, he's got to be 81 this year.
Yeah, if he can get 80% from the free throw line and get to the line six to seven times per game.
If he keep attacking the basket like that, he gonna get to the
he's creeping into all-star territory by doing that, because now you're getting to the, I mean, it's, that's just what the numbers are gonna say. He's already averaging 20. He's averaged 20 for this will be, I mean, technically last year he averaged what, 19.6, 19.8 when Jalen came in, because you know,
if RJ Barrett averages 25 points, they'll figure out a way for him not to be an all-star.
I don't know. Not if they're
nah, if he averages 25, it's gonna be hard for them to deny him.
Yeah, if they're a winning team and he's averaging 25, he's definitely an all-star. They have to figure out a way to
It's gonna be hard for them to deny him.
And 25 is crazy. I'm not even gonna say that he can average 25.
Right now he's averaging 22.
Yeah, right.
So he would have to go crazy to get those numbers.
Averaging 25 is wild. So that's what I'm saying. If he averages 25, he is an all-star, like without a doubt.
I don't know.
That's just how it is, bro. If you look in the league, anyone who averages 25, they have been an all-star.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That's just what was Jalen's numbers last year?
He averaged 24.
Oh, is that what it was? 1 point and they
but Jalen plays point guard, bro.
But he, not only did he play point guard, that was also hit the first year. Like now for sure he's gonna be an all-star. It don't even matter if he averages.
I don't even know if it's for sure. Yeah, I don't. I just think that's a tough position to get in, yo.
It is. It is. But
in the East,
I think with what he did last year,
getting one thing that's working for him is Harden is gone. Yeah, but Dame is here now.
Yeah, Dame is here. I mean, outside of Dame,
and Drew is still here.
I don't think Drew is gonna outbid. I don't think he's gonna get more votes than Jalen.
He did last year.
Yeah, he did. But I just think it wasn't the same Jalen last year. You know what I'm saying? Like Jalen didn't make the All-Star team last year, but he wasn't like, we didn't see the playoff appearance that we saw last year at that point yet either. You know what I'm saying? And that usually is what sticks in people's minds when it comes to like All-Star appearances.
And we can't ignore the fact that, bro, that the numbers are down this year, bro, for Jalen.
So far, yeah, because he's trying to incorporate his team. That's the thing.
The three ball is still the same, but the overall field goal percentage is way down.
A lot, yeah.
Probably. Like, shoot, 40% from the field. This is a guy who shoots 50% for his career.
Really? 40% from the field? Yeah, and that's the thing about him right now. He's really just, like, missing a lot of his own shots that he normally makes. And I can't even be mad at him for that, honestly. I can't be mad at him for that. That's just me personally. My bad. What? My bad.
This team. Y'all seen Maxie tonight? Yeah,
he had 50. They just now made me do something I didn't want to do in this draft. I'm so tight.
My boy had a 50 ball, yo.
Anyway. Tyrese Maxey out of 50 ball. Shout out to the chat. Let's talk to the chat real quick. He says RJ's averaging 50 from three, 47%, right? Basically the same. If you count today's game, that's true.
Oh, so these numbers are not updated.
Okay. Bill on the
way. They're not updated because they only have him playing 6 games, and he only missed 2 games, so this would be his 7th game.
See, now this
definitely not updated.
This is the only caveat. If you average
30, why is it not updated though? The game was
like hours ago, right?
What are you doing, but ESPN?
This is the only caveat. Bill and the Wizards was averaging 30 plus and didn't make it to the dance. But I think
team was ass though.
They were
like
the worst team in the East at that point. That's the only reason why you're not gonna make it. If they, like I said, if this team is in the playoff hunt, if we're in the top 8, which I think right now we're tied from 4th to 8th or something like that. It's tied at 5-2 or 5-4. So whatever it is, I don't know how much it is.
Oh, the Knicks?
Yeah, like whoever we have the same record as like 4 or 5 other teams right now. But going towards the All-Star break, I think, you know, once we hit like January and the voting starts getting heavy, I honestly think that if we're like in the 5th, 6th range, fourth to sixth range in you know, in the Eastern Conference, I guarantee you that and Jalen is actually balling.
Wait, finish that sentence. You guarantee what?
And Jalen is actually balling. He's getting his 20, 24, ish points a game or whatever, and he's doing what he's doing, I guarantee you that Jalen makes the All-Star game.
I don't know, bro.
I never said a starter. He's making the All-Star game. There's no way that the coaches are not going to vote Jalen Brunson in. The type of guy he is and what he's done for this team, like, he's making the All-Star team this year. That, and I'm out. Listen, you don't got to make the stand with me. I'll be on the island by myself.
Jalen might end up being might end up being Sam Cassell, bro.
If this team is in a playoff position by the time the All-Star game comes around, and Jalen Brunson is actually, his numbers are close to what they were last year, he's making the All-Star game. I'm not saying he's going to get voted in as a starter.
Let's go.
Not voted in as a starter, but
let's go.
All-Star team. What happened?
The Rangers just scored with 11 seconds left to tie.
Oh, I don't even watch hockey, bro. I'm terrible with that.
Not even close.
RJ is averaging over 40%. Yeah, over field and over 40% from threes. Mandatory that he keeps that up. Yeah, for sure. I mean, the threes, I would not be surprised if RJ hits a slump and his threes even out at around 35, 36, which I wouldn't be mad at for RJ. 36 from three, I wouldn't be mad at for RJ. Now, if that was Grimes, I'd be upset. But 36 from RJ from three, I wouldn't be mad at that, because that means he's still hitting them at a consistent enough clip towards the end of the year that it didn't fall off.
I'll be honest with you, Kat. At the rate that he's hitting them at now, if he drops to 36 by the end of the year, I'm going to be a little disappointed. Y'all.
Nah, a shooting slump is there for any guy.
It you is, but I need him to, at this point, bro, if he finishes any lower than 38%, bro, I'm disappointed, yo.
Let's keep the number at 38. Let's keep the number at
38. 38 is a good number, bro. 36 is a crazy. That means that he had one of those RJ slumps, bro.
But,
and you know what I'm talking about, bro. That means he goes if he was shooting, one for his next 23, bro.
But if he was shooting 40 right now and then he fell to 36, that wouldn't look that bad because of.
But he's not shooting 40. He's shooting 47%.
50%.
I'm sorry. He's shooting 50%.
Let's be real. Is RJ really about to shoot 50%?
No, that's not what I'm saying, bro. All I'm saying, if he dropped all the way to 36, bro, like, that would. I would not be okay with that.
Yeah. Nah, I wouldn't be okay with it either. I mean, from 47, but what I'm saying is from 47 versus from 40, it would be a little bit different. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's disappointing because of what he was doing at that point. But
yeah,
also, you kind of know that no one can really keep up a 50% three-point shooting average throughout its
unless season. You like Jason Capono or something.
Right, yeah, and you barely shoot him. You shoot three a game.
Not for nothing. That makes me like that pickup from DaVinci. What's this kid's name?
DiVincenzo?
DiVincenzo. That boy be knocking them shits down, bro.
Oh, man, it said DaVinci.
DaVinci. Yo, he ain't been shooting well, though, bro. Like,
not even yet. Not yet, right? Right.
He actually been kind of trash.
He still could shoot.
And he still, but the thing about Dante that I love is everything else he brings to the game. Even if his shot isn't falling, he's gonna make the right pass. He's gonna play hella defense. You know what I'm saying? And
well, I guess he ain't been that bad. Cool. He's shooting 37% from three. It's a nice number.
Oh, okay, that's not bad. Look, there you
go. It seemed like he's shooting a lot worse, bro. Because but after today, he is. Like they didn't count this game yet.
Yeah.
So he was 1-for-6 tonight.
Oh yeah. So I mean, he's gonna. The thing about him, he's streaky. So on nights that he's actually on, he's going to make a lot of shots. Like, he could hit 6-7 threes in a game if he's on fire. Just because, you know what I'm saying, just from the motion and the rhythm and all of that. But when he's off, like, that's, you know what I mean? Like, he's not going to be out there taking a lot of shots anyway. So it's going to hurt more when he misses those shots.
I need Quentin Grimes to help a brother out too, bro.
Bro, all they got to do is passing him the ball. That's
I need him to help me out, bro. I said that this was the year.
It's not him.
Shoot 40%.
It's not him.
Yeah, but he be getting some looks though, man. And he be bricking them shit.
Because he don't be expecting the fucking ball. That's why.
He's still at like 37%, which is a nice number, but he's a better shooter than that, bro.
I think he just has to continue to get used to getting the ball. That's it. He got to get used to getting the ball, because from what I can see, from what I can see, he definitely gets in these moments where he's like, he can take it to the basket, or he can just pull up and take the shot, and he'd be like, damn, should I do it right now? And it's like, yo, bro, just do you. Be yourself.
Play your games.
Play your game.
Yo, not Knicks related.
What's up?
But PJ Washington was a minus 30 today. Yeah. And yes. LaMelo Ball had 32 points. He was minus 32. I just,
oh my God,
just wanted to say that. That's all I
said. How did that happen? Well, only contributed
was
points.
They was out there getting cooked. That's why.
Big Taz, shout out to you. Shout out to you. Salute to the pen and salute to everyone in the chat. What's going on, my man? It's been a minute. He said the Knicks are coming. Yes, they are. Yes, they are. Anyway, Dante said,
boys.
He said, Dre ain't laughing, so I thought y'all lost. He said, ah. Y'all bums won.
quickly, who's really team, a hooper, man? Too, bro.
That's my boy Dante. What's going on? That's our resident troll under the guard of Knicks Bridge.
All the time. He comes who's out. His team, though? Golden State?
He don't have a team.
He's a Pacers fan. He's an Obi Toppin fan.
He's not a...
He's nah, a Lakers fan. We about to get on him.
And that's it. Eagles and that's it.
He a Clippers fan, probably. Dante, you a Clippers fan? Or we going to have fun with you?
He a James Harden fan.
What's going on?
Yeah, James Harden fan. Steve, what up, baby? I didn't want to say it earlier because they was talking.
That ain't who I think it is. Yo, y'all don't know.
That ain't who I think it is. Right.
That's from ATL.
Yeah, big boys.
That's hilarious. Yeah.
The big boys. No, that ain't who I think it is.
That's hilarious.
That's Big Bo Dre. What's going on? What's going on, man?
Right, Julius, bro.
He said, Big Taz said he's a Timberwolves fan. Something like that.
Talk to me about Julius, yo.
He said, I'm not a Clippers fan. I'm a Carmelo fan, just not New York.
Yo, but he's gone, bro. What you doing? Like, so what's up?
He don't like no New York teams. He don't like nothing.
Stay mellow. Stay mellow, bro.
Yeah, stay mellow then.
Stay mellow.
Play some mellow highlights so he could get happy.
Playing some mellow
highlights. Play the Nuggets highlights for him since he hate the Knicks so much.
Nah, listen.
Portland.
Melo's retired, so I mean, his basketball dreams is over.
It's over. Man, he got to live through his son, vicariously through his son. See what he gets.
I can't wait for that. I'm looking forward to that, though. I'm a big fan of Kyan. I'm a big fan.
Let's get Kyan in the garden expeditiously.
I don't want that. Too much pressure
for him.
Yeah, you don't want it for him. Too much pressure. let him play somewhere else. Nah.
I don't want that.
I mean, not right away, especially not right away. First of all, if we get Kyan, something happens that was bad. Either he didn't have a good. If we get Kyan when he comes out in his first year, after his first year, because he's not gonna stay for it. He might play 2 years there. If we get Kyan, either he didn't have a good college career or we fell off terribly, and I don't want either of those to happen. So I don't want him on the Knicks as his first team. Let him go somewhere else and take off. I would love him to be somewhere else and just have a good career. Go through whatever kinks that he needs to go through. Just don't let him go through those kinks in New York. That is not... You see how we treat RJ? Let's not do that to Kyan, bro. For real, for real. Please.
What Julius do today, yeah?
Let's talk about Julius real quick. Julius Randle was 8 of 16. Hold on. It's my turn in this league real quick. I'm trying to make sure I don't mess up on this draft because I just joined a random league in this drink. That's how you know I was bored. But anyway, I don't know who to pick. They got Mike Conley still in the league?
Does he play? He was one of the highest paid. Wasn't he like the highest paid player in the league for?
Why wouldn't he be in the league still?
A quick minute.
That's you're absolutely right. That's a bad question to ask. Does he still play?
He's actually a good player still. Last I've seen him, at least.
I guess the question should be, does he still play? Because he's in Utah, right?
Is he still there? I don't know.
What is he doing in Utah? Get him out of Utah. He needs to be on a team somewhere helping somebody.
He need to be on a contender, yeah.
Yeah, like, get him out of there. Free that man. No, because he doesn't need to. No, get him out of Utah. What are they doing over there? He needs to be somewhere in the
contender. Jelani said he in Minnesota or something like that.
Is it Minnesota now? Oh, it's Minnesota.
Minnesota, oh,
okay,
nice.
Okay. Yeah. He good then.
Minnesota, nice, yo.
Help him.
They playing Anthony crazy Edwards. Defense this year.
Yeah, Anthony Edwards type shit. Yeah, I hope him. Anyway, let's get to this. Damn, that was loud. Julius Randle, 8-16 from the field, 1-4 from three, 6-8 from the free throw line. 5 rebounds, 5 assists, 3 steals. Only 3 turnovers. You know, I say only because, you know, sometimes he might have a bad game. Even though
they've been keeping it down, it seemed like lately.
Yeah. Well, he had the most on the team tonight, but, you know, ain't nobody clocking him for that right now. 23 points, plus 8 on the plus minus. Julius Randle, to me, has looked a lot better the past 3 games, I say.
Definitely.
Because that terrible defense game, he was looking like a bum.
I think the problem with Julius is that it takes stars to wake him up. Like, I don't know if you guys noticed, like, if you're playing against a team that doesn't have stars, like, he doesn't go as hard. So, like, tonight, I was concerned. Not tonight, today. I was a little concerned because I'm like, yo, we're going against the Hornets. Like, they're not really, like.
You thought he was going to sleepwalk.
I thought he was going to sleepwalk. And he came out and, you know, give you 50%, 8-16 from the field. And still, you know, doing what he's doing. 5 assists, leading the team, the starters in assists. Jalen Brunson only had 1. Yeah, 1 assist, 1 rebound. He was just out there shooting that thing. They've been trying to figure out the little chemistry that they got going on there. Hopefully they can figure it out a little bit better. I've noticed that coach has implemented a play or two that's not standing around watch these guys shoot. So credit to coach.
The ball movement been crazy lately.
Ball movement has been a lot better. I don't want to beat him up anymore. Like, coach is doing his thing. You know what I mean? Of course, we don't have the perfect coach. I get it. But I don't really want to worry about that right now. Shout out to him for doing what he's been doing. Mitch, man. I think the season ball so far should go to Mitch. Honestly. He's been holding us down, bro. Honestly. If you look at every single game, Mitch has been in there defensively, on the offensive boards, he's there. Just as a presence, like everything that he does, he's just going to bring you a good value. And he's keeping his fouls down. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, he's being an excellent defender and then not fouling. I think they said he has the most offensive rebounds
in the league. Like they said, like
in the first 8, he's the first Nick to have the most offensive rebounds in the first 8 games or something like that before tonight, man. And that's, you know, and all, you know, just him and RJ, just RJ, the first Nick, like the youngest Nick to score 5,000 points. You know, the last Nick to score 5,000 points, as a, you know, the youngest Nick prior to RJ to score 5,000 points. You know who it was? The youngest Nick to score 5,000.
Was it Patrick Ewing?
Nope.
No?
Nope.
When you say, hold on, what's the criteria though? I'm confused.
You gotta be young and you gotta be a Nick and score.
How young we talking though?
Nate Robinson.
No. Willis Reed. Nate. Willis Reed was the youngest Nick prior to RJ Barrett.
I would have never guessed that.
Yeah. That's the beauty of it. That's the beauty of it to me, is the last Nick who was young enough. It was that long ago. Like, that to me is insane. That's insane to me, bro. You know what I'm saying? So shout out to him. This, you know what I'm saying? My man Lonnie. Lonnie know his thing. You know his thing, man. Willis. What's talking about, Willis? But Yeah, man. I definitely got to tip my hat to RJ. He's been playing his ass off. So yeah, man, Mitch and RJ, man, like this season, they've just been so consistent for us. There's a lot of up and down from Julius, a lot of up and down from Jalen. But as of late, they've been doing their thing and you know, doing what the hell they're supposed to do. Now, Quentin Grimes, we still got to figure out how to get him more shots. I think the game RJ, the last game RJ was out,
wow,
he took like 17. No, he took 11 shots.
What a win, yo.
Rangers win?
Yeah, that's a crazy win, yo. They snatched defeat from the jaws of victory, from the jaws of defeat.
The jaws of defeat.
Nah, like that game was over, bro.
And they still won that one. Huh.
They tied that shit with 11 seconds left. And then they won in the shootout.
And then they won in the shootout? Yeah. Wow. Listen, I'm not a big hockey guy, but I would like to go to a hockey game. I'll say
that. Hockey games are, I've never been to one either, but I heard that shit lit.
I heard it's fun as hell. I'd like to go to a hockey game. Did you?
Yeah, why the Knicks?
Speaking of, did you hear about that? This is kind of gruesome. Did you hear about the guy that died playing hockey?
Yeah, I seen that shit. I didn't see it, but I heard about it. I don't want to see it.
What happened?
I don't want to see it. I don't know. Somehow his neck got cut by somebody's blade.
Yeah, like the dude skate came up and caught him in the neck.
Like, it came off the dude's foot?
Like the skate, like his skate came
off. Oh, the blade popped off or something.
Yeah, no, it didn't pop off. Like somehow his leg got lifted in the air.
His leg got lifted in the air somehow, something, and it cut him right in the neck. Rest in peace to that man. That's sad. That's sad. That's hella sad.
Tragic shit, bro.
Tragic.
Blades are sharp as fuck.
Yeah, I don't even know his name. So apologies to his family that I don't even know his name and I can't even shout him out properly, but that's sad. let's get back on a positive note. Jalen Brunson. 7-12 from the field, 2-4 from three. 4-4 from the free throw line. Like I said, one rebound, one assist, one steal, one turnover, two fouls for 20 points and a plus 13. Jalen's just been a leader. Like, everybody wants his assist numbers to be a lot higher. That's just not his game. It's just not his game to give you 8-9 assists per game. I'm not mad at him when he does.
I do want him to look, though.
I do want him to look. I mean, I do want him to look.
Sometimes I feel like he don't look, bro.
Nah, I do. You got to realize though, he's a blue collar guy, but he's still cut from the Kyrie-esque cloth. Like,
yeah, he's wired. He's wired to get a bucket, bro.
He's wired to get a bucket. What you got to do in that case is, if that's gonna be your main guy, as a team, you start to look for a sixth man who gets everybody involved. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like a sixth man version of Chris Paul or something like that, who can give you 25 plus minutes a game and still get everyone involved while being on the court with a Jalen Brunson. You know what I'm saying?
Salute now, to Phil.
Phil who? Oh, my bad. In the chat? He's in the chat? Oh, yeah, Phil. Man. My man, Phil. Usually when I got the full screen up, I can't see the chat. My bad. Phil. Shout out to you, my guy. Salute, salute, salute.
You sound concerned. You said, Phil who? Oh, Phil who?
Nah, first of all, that's a little bit of, I guess, transparency. My first name is Phil. Phillip.
Phil. Well, so you're like,
so you're like,
then he was like, he's named after his dad. So he probably like, my pops in the chat?
I'm like, no, Phil. First, yeah, I went straight. And I couldn't even see.
yo, you sound like.
I don't even think Phil knows that my first name is Phil, which is crazy.
Oh, if he's listening, he knows now.
He knows now. He knows now. Shout out to you. Shout out to you.
Next time y'all get together, it's Philly Phil.
Yo, what up? Yeah, I see you've been on Phil's show, man. I like it. I like that how y'all built that, developed that camaraderie and all of that. I think
Phil is a dope dude, man. He's really a dope dude, bro. Really? Shout out to him and everything they got going on over there. He said, I do now.
He's like, Phil, what if you look up, huh?
Nah, I never went by it. So it's hard, like, you know what I mean, for me to, like, somebody say Phil, I'm not going to be a first one to turn. I'm like, you got to really know me, you know, to call me Phil.
Yo, Phil, we used to call him, when Joshua was a kid, we used to call him PJ. That's his first and middle initial. Mm-hmm. And I guess we lost it somehow. It used to be PJ because it was Philip Joshua. So, yeah, man, that was, so when he said it, like, I just heard how he was like, Phil.
I was like, Phil?
Who?
Oh, hey, yo. Where do you know me from? Oh, hey,
what, yeah. What do you guys think about, what do you guys think about Knicks fans?
Because you're
always talking about that. They're always talking about the center position.
What do you feel about the what?
The center position. I do think that I do wish that we had a guy who could, like, stretch the floor and all of that.
I love Hartenstein.
Play the foul. But I don't look at, I look at our center position as like a two headed monster, bro.
Yeah.
And tonight they had 16 and 15. And if you throw in Jericho, they had 19. 18, bro. Like, that's quality shit from your center position, yo.
That's how. First of all, they are really, really good friends. That's what I love about it. Like, they really, really, really fuck with each other. Mitchell Robinson and Isaiah Hartenstein, like, they are really, really tight. So I love that. Like, yeah, and you can tell, like, on the court, like, they really got that camaraderie. But that, like you said, that two-headed monster is really, really, like,
it's really good, bro.
It's really good. Like, you know, and that's what Tibbs has built. He's laid his hat. He put his hat on the fact that we're going to be bigger and tougher than a lot of these other teams.
Hold on, bro.
We're going to have to use that.
This is getting a little weird. So, y'all both PJ.
This is why. Wow, PJ. You're both your PJ, huh?
Nah, that's crazy. That's crazy as hell.
That's bro. Crazy. Wow.
That's crazy.
So, and I'm Bernard Joseph. So.
So you BJ.
Girls ask me what my name is, I'll be like, You gotta laugh first.
Yeah.
Who are you?
Yo, I really hate Dre, yo.
Yo. Man, I wish my initials was BJ. I'm like, why do you ask? No, man.
Funny that you ask.
I thought you'd never ask.
Oh my god!
He just started smirking. You gotta give him the M. Bison shoulder shrug laugh.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, you can get it. And the look up.
Why did he call you BJ?
Oh, man.
Yo, I'm crying. Y'all stupid.
Yeah, nah, Dre is all Dre, bro. Yo,
shout out to you, bro.
Toxic Knicks, man. BJ, you already know.
He said BJ is crazy.
Yeah. Don't stand for Bojangles. that's the name.
Yo, y'all are funny. Y'all are funny. This is good stuff. This is good stuff.
All right, man. We gotta get this is
let's get
Emmanuel quickly, bro.
Emmanuel quickly. Nine assists tonight. Talk to me, Dre, about Emmanuel quickly.
Yo, this kid, what's this? Is he gonna go for nothing? Like, what are we doing with him?
He's restricted.
Nah, relax. Relax, bro. He's still very much under the Knicks control, bro. He's restricted free agent. Mm-hmm. Relax.
Oh, he's restricted.
Yeah,
we're good, bro.
We ain't got to worry about him. He's good.
So I think this is what I'm going to say. What I was going to say is, if there's ever a year, I feel like this boy out here playing, like, he's always done this. We knew last year because they say, but they say our numbers are better when he's on the floor, or I don't want to say our numbers is better.
No, we're hands down a better team when he's on the floor.
Yeah.
You got that right, bro.
Both sides of the floor. Yep.
Right. So I just think that because of who's in front of him, I mean, there's nobody's spot he could take, really. It's the same situation with Obi Toppin, right? I hated to see him go and everything because I don't know how we doing. How we doing with the four behind Julius? Who's coming off the bench behind Julius?
I mean, it hasn't even been a concern because it was never a concern, in my opinion. Like, yeah, Knicks fans blew it up.
The thing is that Julius plays so many minutes that you don't really notice the minutes where he's.
All right, so who's playing behind him though? Who's coming off?
Josh Hart.
Oh, that's Josh Hart, right? Yeah. So all right, so it just seems like it's the same situation where he's behind somebody that there's no way that he's gonna get that starting job, but, right?
But he could play. The thing about him is, no, that's not true though. I'm gonna tell you why it works better with Hart. Hart is not pigeonholed into one position.
I mean, as far as
are you talking about quickly?
Oh, no. Yes. Hart plays multiple. He could be small forward. You could play him.
You're talking about quickly.
Yeah.
But quickly plays enormous minutes, though. It's not like he just be over there.
But chilling. In terms of how good he's playing and his numbers, you know, his plus minus, you know what I'm saying? But he's never going to start, right? Because of who we got.
Not here. Yeah, right. Not here.
That's what I'm saying. But we know he's capable. And that boy could shoot the shit out of the ball. Like, he's like just fun to watch. And his handle isn't even like that crazy. But that boy he's dangerous.
How does that play out? Pardon me. How does that play out?
He just has to be. He has to be okay being a sixth man,
and yeah, which he will be. And but for how long?
Injury or something?
For how long?
You said, how does it play out? In terms of what?
Like
he don't have a choice, bro.
At some point, though, if you're the Knicks, you're understanding that. All right, this guy is going to leave when he does have a chance. So,
oh shit! Hold on one second.
Yeah. You kind of gotta like, and also not only that, he's a piece that other teams would love to have. Like, if you're talking about trading him to a team, like whatever the team is, right? And you need him as like a secondary piece, and that team also needs a point guard. And I'd start IQ. You know what I mean? If I don't already have a starting point guard, I would definitely start IQ.
I'll start him. Yeah.
So I think that's. The kind of position that you got to look at now is like, all right, well, he might end up being somebody's point guard somewhere, not because we want to get rid of him, but because that's the interest he's garnered, and because
But Cap, you know, that's fine though. That's a good thing, bro. Yeah, that's a good problem to have.
That's a good problem to have, and that's the thing. We're in a position now where more than any point in our Knicks fandom, you know, we didn't want to give up a lot of people in our past. You know what I'm saying? Like, we definitely want to give a lot of people that pass. Now, if you talk about right now, this is probably by the end of his tenure as a Knick, because we know he won't start, he will probably go down as he probably would be the most fan favorite of any Knick that has been traded in any trade since the 90s, in my personal opinion, just because of just how personal, what's the word? I'm looking for personable, maybe, just how much people like IQ, like, you know what I mean? And he's so good that another team would actually be okay with taking him as a secondary piece in a trade. You know what I'm saying? Like, you don't got to give me all of these other picks.
I think they'll be more than okay to take.
Yeah. Because first, like you said, like we just mentioned, he brings you plus minus on both sides of the positive.
Yo,
Cap,
you
Yeah. Why y'all gotta be so Dre over there acting like he got sneezed on?
You stupid. Yo! Yo, let me set my phone screen.
We can't take nothing serious, yo.
Oh my god. Yo, that was mad loud out of nowhere. I don't even know what Cap was talking about.
Yeah, said, ah!
None of y'all jokers even blessed me. Like, nothing.
Yo, you good?
Yo, it was just so I didn't know what happened. God bless you, brother. You all right?
Yo, son, that's crazy.
What is my man talking about? What's wrong with the fitted selection?
He said, y'all fitted selection is horrible. Ricky would be tight. Come on, y'all.
What's wrong with the fitted selection? Slick
Rick, bro? Where you at, bro? Listen, first of all,
boy,
man.
Well, you know where you at, boy? We here. We here, nigga. Yeah, we here.
Yeah, don't make me go in the closet, man.
Exactly. Sure. That's exactly why I didn't want to do all that.
Come on, man. I ain't feel like going, like, chill out, Wave.
Wave, we here. With
the extra shit. You know what I'm saying? Jones said, what up, cousin? What up, cousin? Buzzing. He said, damn, the Kevin Hart face.
Yeah.
Toon said, I scared his dog.
You scared the shit out of my dog, yo. Bro.
How loud you got your phone, bro?
That's what I was saying, yo. You did that sneeze, boy. That was something.
Yo, bro, I ain't gonna lie. You really caught me. You caught me. I didn't know what was going on. I don't even remember what I was talking about. Listen, Knicks won, baby.
No, yeah, we were talking about quickly.
He was talking about quickly.
So what I was saying basically was that at some point it's clear that quickly is not going to serve the remainder of his career as a backup on the New York Knicks, right? So at some point he will be part of a trade, or maybe he's okay with being a backup until his next contract is over. Is that something that can we really see that happening? I don't know. I don't think
he might not. He might not have a choice, though.
No, what I'm saying is, he's too good to stay in that role for that long.
Well, I think what's going to happen is this, bro. This is what's going to happen.
I wouldn't want that for
him. I wouldn't either. But this is what I think is going to happen. I think that the Knicks want him. I think that he'll be a Knick as long as the Knicks need him to be a Knick. Mm-hmm. And I think that if an opportunity comes to pull a trigger on a trade, that they'll make the trade. But yeah. I don't think that the Knicks don't feel sorry for a guy that's playing 29 minutes a game, bro. You know what I mean? Nah. It's not like he's just sitting over there chilling.
They don't feel bad. Hell no. Why would they feel bad? They're getting them out of bargain. They're getting them out of bargain. Why don't they feel bad?
I do feel like they gotta win a certain amount, though, before he gets anything. You understand?
What do you mean?
I feel like...
What you mean? They've been winning.
I mean, if they do like some kind of Eastern Conference Finals type of thing or whatever the case, I think that the playoffs is like where he got to show and prove. Because I think we all think he's good and he's dope and he can shoot, but I do think that if he show and prove or we start winning some games and it's looking like in the playoffs because of him or he's a big factor or his plus minus is good in the playoffs, as with anybody else, I just think his value will shoot up because I think that's where it really matters. The Knicks are we one game above 500 right now.
One game.
5-4. You know what I'm saying? I do, but I think the kid is incredible. I think he's getting better every year. But like you said, if he's getting what you said, 25, 30 minutes a game.
Yeah.
Last year he played 29 minutes a game.
Yeah. So if he get anything like that, you know. And we still got French boy.
Who's French boy? Frank?
French boy. Oh, Fournier.
Yeah, we do. Yeah, that's crazy.
He's still sitting over there.
Yeah, because he was the one. I think they got him in the pocket just so, like, if they need to move anybody, that he's like that.
Don't nobody want him.
You know what I mean? I think he's an asset.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? If you got somebody like that over there, if they got somebody nobody wants to get rid of quickly, you'd be crazy. You'd have to be crazy.
I think the problem with Fournier is the fact that how much he gets paid. That's really the... That's the thing.
He's supposed to be playing him because of his salary.
Yeah.
But he's not even good enough for that. He's such a liability on defense that you don't even want to take that chance. Yeah. You understand what I'm saying? He's a great shooter. Sometimes. If he plays against both. But what I like about the Knicks, really quick, you know, I just want to say that about what I think they've been really smart. It's nice to see that they're actually developing players.
Right.
They've been bringing in dogs when they do bring them in.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like that Hart signing, you know, I think that Isaiah Hartenstein signing, you know what I mean? To develop somebody like quickly and not get rid of him too fast. I love the fact that we're still in the conversation where we talk about we have him and we didn't get rid of him. He's on some other team killing. You know what I mean? I just think that it's a good thing that we have somebody like quickly.
Yo, and we brought in somebody. What's good?
What's good, bro?
And, you know,
I like, so. Yeah, go ahead, Dre.
No, it's just that. I'm glad that we're developing a team and we're still a good team because you know how Knicks fans are. oh, it's the worst organization, but we still win games. You know what I mean? It's just like, yo, why we ain't go get this? Why we ain't get? It's like, we ain't got to go run and get everybody, you know, through a trade and lose the whole squad. So I just like the fact that they're doing it, and the Knicks are good enough, and they're smart enough to know the Knicks are still good. I think that where we are now is about where we may be by the end of the season. You know what I mean? Maybe like 50-something games, maybe 50, you know what I mean? Something like that. I think a little bit above middle of the pack.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I want to see 50 wins. Like, we got to get to 50 wins by the end of the season, not at the end of the playoffs. Because I think we ended up with 47 wins last year. And then if you added in the playoffs, we ended up winning 53 games. But I think we're capable of winning 50 games this year, especially if RJ continues what he's been doing. If RJ continues what he's been doing, Jalen can keep it up. Julius can stay focused. You still get what you get out of Dante. I mean, because you got to think about it. Like I mentioned the other day, a lot of the minutes that you're seeing out of Isaiah Hartenstein and Dante DiVincenzo, those were Obi's minutes last year. The bottom of the rotation. Now, if you look at the production you're getting out of those guys, like now, if you look at the numbers, like let's look at the numbers real quick. Dante DiVincenzo was 3-for-8, 1-for-6 from three. You know what I'm saying? Isaiah Hartenstein was 2-for-3. Now, those might not be great numbers, but if you're looking at it last year, a lot of times, Obi wasn't, if he wasn't getting an open dunk, he was basically like not really giving you anything else on the stat sheet. Not only that, it wasn't only just that on the offensive end, on the defensive end, he's not giving you what Dante's giving you. He's not giving you what Isaiah Hartenstein is giving you on defense. So, you know what I'm saying? I'm very careful about how I criticize the end of those minutes. Because first of all, those are not going to be consistent minutes anyway. It's hard to get a good rhythm in those minutes. But if you're looking at the end of the rotation and those guys are getting 17 minutes, Isaiah Hartenstein's getting 17, Dante DiVincenzo's getting 22. Like, now, first of all, let's be honest, they didn't play a lot of the fourth quarter because the starters, because, you know, it was a blowout. So they did play a lot more of those minutes, but last year there would be more Obi minutes in that range, and Obi's not giving you the production that you're getting out of Dante and Isaiah Hartenstein.
Because to me, just Dante is so disruptive on defense. Like, this guy is deflecting passes. He's kind of all over the place. Mm-hmm. He's flying around,
making a great pass too. Yep.
Yeah, I agree. He makes good passes. He's got that kick to the corner mastered.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yep. And from the other side of the floor, he drives. He's gonna get it to the corner every single time you see it happen. Like Isaiah Hartenstein is on a plus minus, he's plus 24. Dante's a plus 16. Like, you're not getting that out of Obi last year. And I'm not this is not to bash Obi. I'm just saying comparatively, that's where the improvement has to be on a team like this. It's not just, all right, how can we get Jalen, RJ, and Julius to play better? It's how can we get better production out of those bench minutes, our guys at the end of the bench. How can we get better production instead of no production out of the end of the bench? Let's get production out of everyone that we put on the floor. Force me to play 10 guys in a rotation. You know what I'm saying? Like, in that kind of vein. So I do think that in that sense, the team has been a lot better, because if you're really looking at it, if you take your starters off the court, the game doesn't end. You still got to play against the second unit of the other team. So your second unit has to be really good. Now, if you have guys like Dante DiVincenzo playing defense, Isaiah Hartenstein playing defense quickly, Josh Hart, these are your backups. Like, to me, I think that's a great lineup to have as your backup. I put that against a lot of other starting lineups sometimes because, as you can see, they just play well as a unit. Quickly, DiVincenzo and Isaiah Hartenstein, their chemistry is ridiculous. I don't know what the hell they be doing in practice.
Right, right. But, whose house they be chilling at? But
yeah, it's like, their chemistry between Quickly, DiVincenzo, and Isaiah Hartenstein has just been top notch. So that's what I'm looking at. You know what I mean? Like, Obi is out there doing his thing, kind of. You know what I mean? Like, he's doing okay over there. But if we're being real, like, we're not getting this production from Obi last year. So, you know what I mean? I think that system where he is now fits him better. You know what I'm saying? And I think that the pieces we have help us. So, going into next year, now we'll really know
exactly what, and that's, you know, that's something else that Tom Thibodeau said after tonight's game was. He said that the difficulty of the schedule that we have at the beginning, he said he likes it because it tells us exactly where we are. And that's a great point. You know what I'm saying? Like, you wouldn't want to figure out who you are at the end of the year when the season gets rough. Like, tell me who I am early. You know what I'm saying? Like, we got the first season, in the first 2-3 weeks of the season, you get to really see who your team is and what adjustments need to be made. It's kind of like last year. We had a tough schedule in the beginning of the year. That's why our record looked the way it did. But it told us who we were, and it allowed us to make that change of getting Evan out of the lineup and putting some other guys in the lineup and shortening that rotation. And then what did we do? We go 37-22 from that point on.
You know what really killed the Knicks last year, though, the start of the season?
What?
Those two home losses that we had to Orlando.
Yeah. That was bad. That was definitely bad. That was bad, especially because Paolo came in and just was going crazy. And it was like, dog, like, that's
Julius. To me, it wasn't even him. It was old boy, bro.
Who?
Franz Wagner. He was cooking RJ.
Oh, yeah. Franz was going bonkers. But I don't know, bro. Like, I just really believe that, you know, if you just look at the production we've been getting out of every single minute, it's going to be really, really hard to guard us, because that's why we are able to beat the Clippers. You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, the Clippers aren't really playing well right now anyway. I think did they win tonight?
No.
Oh, wait, so are they on 4 or on 5? Did they win?
Let me see.
Let's double check that.
Clippers lost.
Clippers lost to Memphis.
But I said that as soon as they got James Harden, I was like, they just guaranteed they're not going to win.
Bro, it's like, what is going on?
I don't know. Why you would trade
Obi so far this year? Obi so far this year. Not counting today's game. He had 16 points and one. No. Yeah, he had 14 points and one rebound in this game. But Obi so far this season, 9 points, 3 rebounds.
That's what he's averaging?
Yeah. And basically less than half an assist. 0.2 blocks, 1 steal. He's only playing 21 minutes a night. So, I mean, listen. Cry me a river, Knicks fans.
Right. Like, come on, man. Like,
and
yeah.
I still see people every now and then, like, talking about it. It's just. Get over it.
I say get over it, bro. Like I said, that production that we're getting at the end of our bench, we wasn't getting that from Obi. Like, shout out to Obi. He just put him in a place where he can grow. And that's the place where he can grow. We'll see how it goes. Shout out to RBL. This is your boy, Raul. I know who you are, my guy. Come on. Come on, bro. Come on. What are you doing here? Let me stop. No, of course, bro. Shout out to Xavier said Lakers. He could use Evan, but they don't have anything we really want. I mean,
yeah, let's just trade Evan for Cam Reddish.
Dump him? No.
Yeah, Cam looking bad.
Nah, he played good last night, though.
That was the first game he scored over 10 points.
Well, 2 nights ago, he hooped.
Good for him.
He scored over 10 points one game, and everybody was like, see?
Ah.
You know how these fans are, bro.
I'm like, RJ was inconsistent. That dude is, like, terrible.
Who?
Cam.
Listen, man, if there's anybody who can get Cam right, it's LeBron. So hopefully he can. I'm a fan of Cam. I've always been a fan of Cam. I'm a Duke fan. I'm a fan of his. I want him to do well. But he has to be more responsible for his own shortcomings. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got to learn how to play a role. Like, if you can learn how to play the role, I think he has a lot going for his future. Personally, but
speaking of LeBron, do you think that he really believes that they should be better than this?
Yeah, I mean, first of all, Anthony Davis doesn't play barely every game. You know what I'm saying? Like, he should be healthy, and they should be better. Like, yeah, they should be better than that. You know what I'm saying?
I wasn't done with all these numbers though.
Go ahead, do your thing.
Uh-oh.
Oh, yeah. So 54% from the field, which is cool. We know that, right? Because he's getting out.
And he's getting out of the break. Mm-hmm.
He had a nice reverse dunk over Embiid tonight.
Over Embiid, I've seen that. Yep.
25% from three.
It's not going to rock here.
And 92% from the line so far.
Okay.
I think we're okay, guys.
Yeah, like we're not missing any. Like,
and it's still early. Good. Like he could turn up for them. You never know.
Be good. He's gonna.
So
be good.
Far, like it's nothing like earth shattering so far.
Like if he ends up good, I don't want that to be a see. We should get rid of Tibbs because he ended up good. Like nah, he didn't fit the system. Like in order for Obi to be who he is now, we'd have to change the whole entire system. He is in a system now that fits his game style. They're a running gun. You got a point guard who's not looking to score all the time. He's looking to get you assists. He's looking up, doing full court passes. Like his break starter badge is on Hall of Fame. Like Halliburton is getting it out of there. You as a wing / forward who can fly, that is the perfect system for you, bro.
But we'll be topping tonight.
How much?
I would keep doing it, bro, because, like, I mean, I get why Knicks fans were mad, like, 2 second-round picks, but, like, come on. 14 points, 1 rebound, 1 assist, no steals, no blocks, minus 14 in 21 minutes in an 11-point game.
A game that they lost.
They were in the game until they were actually winning going into the fourth quarter. And they lost the game by one. I mean, no, they were down by one. I'm sorry.
And they lost by 11.
Yeah, they were down by one going into the fourth. They got outscored by 10. In the fourth, they lost by 11. We're okay, guys.
Guys, like, let's stop with the OB stuff. Because as much as I didn't want to get rid of OB and I wanted him to have more opportunity, I understood also that opportunity was just not here. The same way we got to understand that the opportunity for IQ to be a starting point guard is not here. So when he ends up leaving or they end up including him in a trade, just don't throw a fit, guys. Like, we understand, like, we love Quickly, but we also got to understand in order for Quickly to become the player that we want him to be, it can't happen here sometimes. Like, what do you want us to do? Get rid of Jalen Brunson? You want to start him next to Brunson? Like, I also don't think that's the you know what I mean? Like, I don't think that's the cure. That doesn't make sense to me. What's up?
Do you think Josh Hart was why they didn't go? They were like, yeah, we got Josh Hart. We re-signed him. We don't really need to worry about Obi. You think that's what that was?
Nah. No. I think there was friction, and I think they wanted to make put Obi in a position to be successful. And I don't think there was beef between the front office and Obi, but they understood that Obi and the coach didn't rock with each other. So they made something work. That's why they made that trade happen for nothing. It happened out of nowhere and it happened for nothing. And then we draft his brother like a week later. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Is he on the roster or he's on
he's on Westchester contract? He's on Westchester, yeah. So
yo, Tune said we should trade for Rolo.
He's actually sitting on he's not even on the bench. Yeah, he's so far down on the bench that he sits on the floor.
Who's Rolo?
Robin Lopez. You remember he used to play for us.
Yeah, I know.
But he's on the
bus. Don't need him.
Yeah, no, we don't need him.
Nah, we're
good. We already got Jericho. We got we good.
We got the young squad. Jericho's getting there. He's learning.
Jericho,
let's trade for Brooke. Now, if you say let's trade for Brooke, like, okay.
I mean, yeah, that's a different story. That's a different story. But if you, I don't know if you, I got to send it to you guys. Jericho Sims been working on his game. He's been working on his post turnaround fade and all kinds of stuff. I bet he's been working on his post turnaround fade and all kinds of stuff. And I'm like, okay. I'm looking for him to get the opportunity to use it. I know it's not going to happen in Tibbs' system. You know what I'm saying? But it's good to have in your bag for one day. You know what I'm saying? Who knows? Who knows? Xavier, why did we draft Obi's brother? Shit, if I know.
Because he's an athlete.
I don't know. Like, I don't know. Oh, you meant Rocco, Robert Covington. Okay.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind that. I wouldn't mind that. As a four, the backup four. Somebody's gonna play defense. I mean, he fits their style of play for sure.
He does, and he's a 40% three-point shooter.
And he's a 40% three-point shooter. So I think that's a great pickup for us. And what will we give up in that trade? Evan? Like that's the thing that sucks. It's like nobody fucking wants Evan. Who would we give up? It would have to be somebody we like. Because no one's gonna trade for Evan and Miles McBride.
Plus the money gotta add up too.
Oh, the money's gonna add up if Evan's there.
I don't know what Covington makes though.
He don't make as much as Evan.
He might be on a vet minimum, yeah. Some shit.
Yeah.
What team is he even on? I feel like he'd just be floating around the league.
I don't even know.
I have no clue what team he's on. What team is he on, Toon?
Yeah, Toon, look that up for me because I was about to look it up. I don't feel like look though right now. So tomorrow we play the Celtics.
Fuck the they shit. On fire.
I don't care. They could.
Yo, bro, it's like this, man.
Very, very vulgar.
I said, if the Knicks could get through these first 10 games, 5-5, we in good shape.
I'm going to tell you right now, the Knicks aren't scared of the Celtics.
No, they're not scared.
And I think there's a huge chance. With the way that I saw...
Covington is a 76er.
Oh, shit. He'll be a Knicks soon.
Ain't that where he got drafted?
He'll be a Knicks soon.
You trading a draft pick for Covington? A second round pick? Oh, you talking.
He's a 76er? He'll be a Knicks soon.
Wishful thinking, my guy. we would get Daniel House.
We'll see you over here with Embiid, Cove. BJ, you say?
Yo, what's wrong with y'all?
Don't you never ask? Thought you'd never ask.
BJ. And you can guess that rib.
Yo, I'm telling you, bro.
You imagine gotta... some girl coming out there asking what your initials are instead of your name.
What are your initials? What are your initials? BJ.
I thought you'd never ask.
Imagine saying BJ in that voice. Imagine saying BJ in that voice. What are your initials?
BJ. BJ. Colonel Bison.
Colonel Bison.
Yeah, I don't even know why this shit is so funny, yeah.
Oh man. Listen, like I said, Covington is in Philly, probably not getting any minutes. How many minutes is Covington playing in the game? Is he even playing?
Did he play tonight?
Actually,
tonight
he's gonna play. Shout out to
he played 16 minutes tonight.
Because Kelly Oubre got hit by a first car yesterday.
Yeah, he played 16 minutes. But hold on. No.
He's been playing?
He averages 15 minutes per game, bro.
Oh, so he's got some Oubre numbers going.
Well, I don't know, because how many games has he played with? Well, no, he probably played about three or four games now with the Sixers.
I'm looking at the breakdown. 26 minutes, 1 minute. 18 minutes, 4 minutes. 15 minutes, 14.
So he's situational. He's like Tim say. He's situational.
He's a situational.
He's situational.
Yeah, we're going to turn into like a whole Tom Thibodeau by the end of this episode. All right, so Covington plays a decent amount of minutes. I think that if you really want to bring him in, I think that's if you're trading Embiid, let's figure it.
You know, y'all still like that? You think that's it's a good time to do that?
I think it's the only trade that makes sense for us right now, but I don't think it's a trade that they would like.
Yeah, it's not happening, bro. They 8-1, yeah.
Yeah,
stick a pin in it, bro.
I don't think that means anything. I think that means good for them this season.
That's what I mean. Like this for season. Now, like let's not even talk about it.
Yeah, right.
That's it's not even a thing right now. What's gonna determine any kind of like hope for that to happen is what they do in the playoffs, as always, bro.
Right. That's a next year thing. Especially if they continue to play well past the deadline, like. Tyrese Maxey scoring 50 tonight. I don't let it go over your head that Tyrese Maxey understands what the hell's going on around him, and that if he doesn't play well, Embiid is fucking out of there.
Maxey was an almost Nick.
That shit. I mean, I don't want to talk about that either. That's not.
I mean, listen.
I love quickly. Don't get me wrong, but if you're telling me that you got quickly and Maxey right here, which one are you picking?
Okay, but I'm just saying it could have been worse. Could have been a lot worse, yo. Okay. You got a pretty damn good player.
We got a great player. A great player. Who's going to end up being a starter somewhere just like Maxey is one day. And then either way, we're not going to have either one. So that's anyway, it's just another road we don't want to go down right now. Let's talk about the schedule coming up.
Oh, man.
I mean, this schedule is abysmal.
Oh, we got to eat, yo.
Yeah. I mean,
like, it's time to get fat on the schedule, yo.
This is what I was going to say.
Julius, the Hawks going to be a tough game, though. Remember, all these games are on the road, too. This is a 5-game road trip, though.
I'm not worried. You know why?
The Knicks play great on the road.
I'm going to tell you, and I saw something today that Julius Randle did that I actually liked. You know, I don't tell you a lot of shit I like about Julius Randle.
Uh-oh.
Julius Randle, at some point in the game, he looked over at the coach and he said, "Bring me out of here."
He getting his legs ready.
He's getting ready for tomorrow night. This was the third quarter. And he's like, "Yo, let me." And then I was like, "All right, well, what is he hurt?" So RJ goes to the table. And while RJ's at the table, they throw the ball to Julius. Julius goes get the and-one. So I'm like, bro, were you hurt at all? And it clicked. I'm like, oh, he's just trying to rest his legs for tomorrow. Like, we didn't even reach the fourth quarter yet. So I'm like, cool. I think
he never want to come out.
He don't never want to come out.
He don't never want to sit. Like, nothing, bro.
Never. So I like that. To me, job's done tonight. Let's take care of tomorrow. We got a back-to-back. We know how we play on back-to-backs. Let's get them out of there. They're already missing a few guys. They're missing Scary Terry, who's been a best player by far this season. They're already missing Miles Bridges. You know what I'm saying? They're missing Frank Ntilikina, who is their second best player on the team. So, you know what I'm saying? Like,
wait, what?
He said, wait, what?
Hold on. Let me pull out Frank's numbers, yo.
Don't do this. No,
there are no numbers. Frank has no numbers.
Frank is going to be like, what numbers?
Right. Like, you're trying to be funny, right?
Frank? Numbers?
Frank? He's asking for Frank's numbers.
What's Frank your name? Has no numbers. What's your name?
Frank.
Why did they call you that?
I thought you never asked.
Don't you never ask. Yo, anyway, let's get the Celtics out of here. We play them tomorrow at 7:30. I think hopefully we have learned our lesson of I think we do well with it's the threes. We do well. Like, listen, don't get me wrong, Jason Tatum is gonna be Jason freaking Tatum. Like, he does what the hell he does. We kind of do well against Jaylen Brown because he's not really a like pull up shooter kind of guy. He's like an open shooter. Like if he's open at the three, he'll take it. But if you're on him, he's not really going to look for that shot. He's going to look to get to the basket. And we usually do well with protecting the rim. You got Mitch down there. You got Isaiah Hartenstein down there. So I think that's what we do well at. The problem has been these floor spacing bigs. Whenever we played the Celtics before, we had a problem beating them because it would be like, all right, we play well, we play well, we play well. And then three freaking plays out of nowhere, Al Horford comes and hits a three. He didn't hit a three all game long. Now it's the fourth quarter. He hits two, three back-to-back threes. And then
that's
they win the game.
Do, bro.
Yeah, and then they win a game off that. But we could deal with it if we would just catch it the first time it happens. I think the issue now is adding Porzingis. He's such a high-volume three-point shooter. It kind of makes it a little bit more difficult for us.
Oh, it makes it incredibly difficult,
You
bro.
Know how bad we are at defending the three-point line. So I think that doesn't bode well for us.
But, Kat, it's almost impossible. Forget about the Knicks. It's almost impossible for anybody to defend, bro. Like that pick and pop, because he has so much range, yo.
He can shoot from wherever,
like, and Tatum has range. Like, that's tough, bro. It's
tough to guard. But the thing about it is, if you just gotta play honest defense. If you get in Porzingis' face, if you can just get out to him, like run to him. Don't worry about stopping so that he doesn't blow by you. I want Porzingis to drive. That's what I want. I don't want him to get comfortable behind the three-point line because he'll pull up in anybody's face. He's 7'3". He has a pretty good arc to his shot. I would rather him not even take it. So if it was me and I'm the coach, listen, get up in his shot. Make sure he doesn't get comfortable in his shot. Then you worry about what happens after that. If he dumps it down to somebody and he gets a two, cool, so be it. I would rather that than for Porzingis to get hot. Because if you look at it, last game that we played them, we barely lost. I think we lost by 4 points.
Yeah, it's close. We always played them close.
Yeah, and then Porzingis had 30 points and had 5 threes. You know what I'm saying? Yo, like, you mean to tell us that if we don't just play one or two of those plays a little bit better, we don't win that game? So,
Just not making every shot like he was making?
Well,
he
it's not even
some
that.
Deep ass shit, bro. He was hitting some shots, deep ass shit, though.
But also, they were not recovering. They were not recovering, especially Julius. That he was in his lazy streak at that point of the year, which is why I think he's ready for tomorrow. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's why I'm looking forward to tomorrow. I think he wants to prove a point because they were so close to beating that team. Like, they were one or two plays away, and you know, Tibbs sat there and watched some film with him. Like, listen. You got to do this better, or we're not going to beat
you. Yo, Dre. So, Frank Ntilikina this year, averaging 0 points, 0 rebounds, 0 assists, 0 steals.
And who would have guessed?
0 blocks. Shooting would have never guessed. From the field.
How many minutes? Let's talk about minutes.
0% from the free throw line. 0% from the three-point line.
0% from the free throw line.
And zero minutes.
0 minutes.
Nah, he hasn't played this year. He got hurt.
Yeah, he got hurt. I think it's groin or something like that. So he hasn't.
Nah, is it?
If he wasn't hurt, how big of a difference?
He'd be dropping buckets.
Yeah.
Listen. If you know.
He'd have clamped RJ tonight.
CIA knows. If you know, you know. If you know.
Talk about that French boy.
Yes, sir. You know, when he see green, bling, all day long, you just got to give him the ball. And just don't worry about him playing defense because it's not going to happen. He's going to be 4-5. But he's going to score.
Submit.
He might have – might. No, actually, you know what? I lied. Whenever he plays the Celtics, he actually plays defense for some odd reason. He plays defense. He scores. He passes. Like, he literally turns into Hita Turkoglu. I don't understand how the hell it happened. He turns into Hita Turkoglu like mid-game when he plays the Celtics. But everybody else is just like, I don't know. But hopefully we get a Fournier sighting, because that means that Like, that's like so bad of a blowout. Actually, if you get a 48 sighting, something bad happened.
Either something bad happened or something really, either something really good happened or something really bad happened.
Nah, even if something really good happened, it's just not putting that man on the floor.
Something bad happened if he's in there, bro.
If he's on there, that means somebody in our bench got hurt and then our starting lineup got hurt. So he had
like that mean that Tibbs is looking down the bench and he just like,
fuck.
He looking at Dylan Windler.
He looking at Evan. You're looking at Dwayne Johnson like, Dwayne Washington. My bad. Dwayne Washington Jr.
I'm about to say Dwayne Johnson. I'm sorry. This thing is talking about The Rock.
You talking about The Rock? It's stupid. Could you imagine The Rock sitting on
the bench? Dwayne, come on, man.
The Rock. That motherfucking gold there, man. Come on, man. Mad Brolic.
Yeah, he fouled
the shit out of everybody.
Like, oh, this ain't football?
Yo, I could see him tackling the shit out of somebody on the baseline. Like, yo, easy there, Dwayne. Anyway, we have the Celtics tomorrow. Atlanta Hawks on Wednesday.
The Hawks game is tough, bro. The Hawks gonna want revenge.
The Hawks are gonna want revenge. I mean, but they gotta be good. This has gotta be good. I think, didn't we play them without RJ? No, because we beat them and RJ was there for that. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I'm not worried about the fucking Hawks. They've been trash ever since Jalen's got here. We haven't worried about them since we've had Jalen.
I mean, they're 5-4, bro. They got the same record as us.
I mean, they usually are. We just have their number, is what I'm saying. We just have their number. And it's usually because coach is like, all right, they have nobody in the paint. No more. John Collins was the only guy.
I mean, they got Capella, bro.
Bro, did you see how they lost? When they played this last game, how many layups did Capella miss at the rim at the end of the game that they could have helped them
win? Yeah, but that's not going to happen again, though, bro.
You don't know. What I'm saying is I'm not looking down at Capella like, yo, yes, we got Capella. Like, we're going to beat the Knicks tonight.
Capella could be a problem, bro. Like, I feel like you...
He can. I'm not like, hating on him.
Like he's one of those guys that can have a night, bro.
You're right.
Like, with that trade pick and roll. Like, careful what you wish for, bro.
I'm not wishing for anything. I'm just saying that.
Well, careful what you downplay.
Just be careful, Josh.
I'll be careful. Listen, let's not sleep on the Hawks.
Round these parts.
Let's not sleep on the Hawks because they could beat us. It's possible. I'm not worried, but I think it's
not worried either.
Now, the Wizards are possibly the worst team in the NBA right now, but Jordan Poole's having a hell of a year.
Like we said.
I was going to say, like, and everybody expected.
Like we said, he's going to have a hell of a year, and they're going to
take a million shots.
And they're going to look terrible.
He's going to have a blast doing that.
I just picked him up in that league that I was in. I just picked him up. He's going to listen. They're going to be bad. He's going to put up a lot of numbers.
So, and then Charlotte again.
So yeah, I'm not necessarily worried about this run here. And then after that, we also have the Timberwolves who've been playing.
That's going to be tough. That's going to be tough, bro.
Oh, look at this. Oh, man.
The Timberwolves are playing elite defense.
And then Suns. Oh, actually... This is our first in-season tournament game at home, so we'll see our Knicks center court. That'll be a little.
Nah, didn't we just see it? We didn't see it.
Oh, we did. That was today.
The Spurs.
No.
The Spurs, bro.
That was okay. Yes. You're right. I forgot about that. But that wasn't an in-season tournament game. Why did they?
It wasn't. Are you sure?
I don't think so. I might be wrong. I don't think that was an in-season tournament game. I don't know. I don't know how this shit goes, man. I'm seriously lost.
Yeah, I still don't understand it. I'm just going to watch basketball, bro.
Yeah, man.
I'm just going to watch basketball.
If you're still here, do us a favor. Hit us with a like. Let's get some good energy out there for the Knicks versus Celtics game. I feel like they're getting ready. They're prepared. They don't got to travel far for them. Like, they can get on a bus and be there in a couple hours. So I don't think they're really worried about rest or anything like that. They played an early game today on top of that. So it's not like they got to travel overnight. They've probably been there for hours at this point. So they can wake up, be ready, have a good game at the fake garden. Because that's the fake garden. I'm sorry. I don't know why the hell they put garden at the end of anything over there and then expect them us to not hate on it. What the fuck you thinking? But yeah, hopefully we can go over there and beat them in the fake garden. And then you know,
are you talking about like the TD garden?
Whatever the hell they fake garden is over there. Okay. TD Bank.
Yeah.
Whatever. They're trash. I'm not gonna hate too much. You know what? You're right. Because I almost did it with the Hawks. I'm not gonna sleep on them. I'm not gonna sleep on them. Celtics. They might come out there with a bang, because you know, Jason Tatum's been bowling this year. So hopefully we'll see. But thank you guys for tuning into the Garden Knicks podcast once again.
Always have a blast with you guys. You kidding?
Always have a blast. Shout out to the chat. Y'all always love, keep y'all, going. Man. You know what I mean? Shout out to CIA.
We love you too, Dre.
RBL.
Oh, come Xavier, on, Xavier.
Steven. Toon. What up, cuz? I ain't really want to say your whole name. But Toon. King. Dante, our resident troll. Of course, you know he's always going to be in here. IP Star Wave. Jelani. Toxic. Big Taz. Shout out to all y'all for being in here with us. And until next time, man, y'all have a good one. Let's throw that good energy out there for us so we can get this dub tomorrow. Until next time, y'all. Peace.
Peace. Might go to Roger Rewind.
Yeah, please do that. Right. Have fun with that.